Language Course, Book 26, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2D. On this tape, you will hear an interview with a person who works on the Tailspinner, which is the military newspaper published weekly at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Listen to the first part of the interview and be ready to answer some questions.
Could you please give us some background on yourself and your position?
Okay. My name is Wayne Bryant. I'm what's known as the Chief of Internal Information. I'm in charge of the base newspaper here at Lackland. I've had 20 years' experience. I spent 20 years in the military, mostly working on base newspapers. I retired in 1987. I had a full year working on a civilian newspaper. And I worked for 2 years at Kelly Air Force Base as a staff writer on their newspaper. And just in August of last year, I came to Lackland to be the Chief of Internal Information here.
Does that mean you're the editor of the newspaper?
Not quite the editor. I have three military people working for me. Okay. One of them is an editor. The other two are staff writers. They all hold degrees, 4-year degrees. One of them is in journalism and the other two are in English. One is a former English teacher. One is a broadcaster. In other words, she's worked in radio and television, who's cross-training to become a journalist. And my editor, who's only an airman first class, has worked on daily newspapers like the Toronto Sun in Canada.
They sound very experienced.
They are. I probably have a little bit more military experience than they do. But they have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge about what they're doing.
Now look at figure 1 and select the best answer to the question you hear. Listen. Number 1. What is Mr. Bryant's position? Number 2. What are the jobs of the three people working for him? Check your answers. Number 1, what is Mr. Bryant's position, is B. Listen.
My name is Wayne Bryant. I'm what's known as the Chief of Internal Information. I'm in charge of the base newspaper here at Lackland.
Number 2, what are the jobs of the three people working for him, is A. Listen.
I have three military people working for me. Okay. One of them is an editor. The other two are staff writers.
Now listen to some more of the interview.
You worked on a civilian newspaper also. Can you compare for us the civilian daily newspaper with the military weekly newspaper?
There's quite a bit of difference between the two. A base newspaper is really more of what we call an organizational newspaper. Okay, we put out information that concerns the people in the Air Force or at the base that we're at. The daily newspaper is more a general publication aimed at its entire readership, whether it's a black person or a white person or a rich person or a poor person, whereas the Air Force is more directed at Air Force people. There's Air Force news in that publication. Normally, a civilian newspaper is published daily. It has items in it that we may or may not have, like cartoons, columnists that write a daily column. Okay, they also have editorials that may or may not agree with the government, things like that. Whereas in an Air Force newspaper, we don't have columnists. There are, that's not to say that people don't write columns for them. Normally every week there's a column by the commander, written by us as a matter of fact. There are occasionally cartoons, but not that often, whereas in civilian papers there are daily cartoons, cartoon series that go on and on and on. The other difference is we don't normally cover political aspects of our government. We wouldn't cover, say, the Texas governors or the legislators or anything like that, because we sort of have to be, a good word would be apolitical. We don't go one way or the other politically. We are strictly an Air Force newspaper. We concern ourselves with Air Force issues and news that happens to be going on the base, or events that are coming up on the base. And we take pictures of the events, we write stories. Normally the emphasis is on good news in a military publication. We try to point out the good things that people do. Occasionally when bad things happen on a military installation, they are included in a publication. That's probably the basic difference between a civilian newspaper and a military newspaper. And that's anywhere in the world. Air Force newspapers are put out around the world, on all military installations, not just Air Force bases, Army bases. Navy puts out a publication on ship when they're at sea. So there are newspapers at almost every installation, no matter which service they're in.
Look at Figure 2 and write short answers to the questions you hear. Number 1. What do we call a base newspaper? Number 2. What 3 things are mentioned that base newspapers may or may not have? Number 3. What is the other difference? Number 4. What is the emphasis on normally? Number 5. Where are military newspapers found? Check your answers. Number 1. What do we call a base newspaper? The answer is an organizational newspaper. Listen.
A base newspaper is really more of what we call an organizational newspaper.
Number two, what three things are mentioned that base newspapers may or may not have? The answer is cartoons, columnists that write a daily column, and editorials that may or may not agree with the government. Listen.
Normally, a civilian newspaper is published daily. It has items in it that we may or may not have, like cartoons, columnists that write a daily column. Okay, they also have editorials that may or may not agree with the government, things like that.
Number three, what is the other difference? The answer is political aspects. Listen.
The other difference is we don't normally cover political aspects of our government. We wouldn't cover, say, the Texas governors or the legislators or anything like that, because we sort of have to be, a good word would be apolitical. We don't go one way or the other politically.
Number four, what is the emphasis on normally? The answer is good news, the good things people do. Listen.
Normally the emphasis is on good news in a military publication. We try to point out the good things that people do.
Number five. Where are military newspapers found? The answer is at almost every military installation. Listen.
So there are newspapers at almost every installation, no matter which service they're in.
Listen to more of the interview.
Can you tell us something about the publishing process, what happens during the week before you publish the paper?
Well, the newspaper comes out on Friday. Normally, we're working on the next week's newspaper that day. There are certain areas of the newspaper that are... we have the information already.
That sounds like the amusement section of a civilian newspaper.
Correct. That we have the movie schedules, the club schedules, all of the activities that are going on base that might be of interest to our readers. We can work on those on Friday. Then, because we have an editor and two staff writers, the staff writers are, it's almost like a constant writing for them. They're writing this story, or they shifted this story. If they have another story, they can put a story away and work on another one. And as they finish them, they can give them to the editor. The editor will take them, do his job of editing. Either maybe the story is too long or too short and it needs some more information or something like that. He can edit. I'm sort of the next step up. If he has a question, he can come to me. The process, the weekly process, isn't necessarily similar to a civilian newspaper because they have a one night to do it. They have to get it out that night. It has to go to the printers. Now, they do work ahead of time on stories. And sometimes, as with ours, the editor will say, well, this is a nice story, but I need more information. So he'll give it back to the writer to get more information. Which is the same way we work. It's just that we don't have quite as stressful a deadline as a daily newspaper, because they have to have it done by, it normally goes on a press for a daily civilian newspaper. It normally goes on a press by 10 o'clock of the in the evening, mm-hmm, before the next morning when they deliver it. Our newspaper, we have 4 days. We have the Friday the previous week comes out, then we have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thursday, we go to the printers, and we sit down and we look at the pages that they've laid out for us, because we have to show them where the stories go in the paper. And then they put the story down on that paper, and then we proof it for the last time before it goes to the press.
Look at figure three. Match the phrases you hear with those in figure three. Listen. Number one. On Friday... Number two, movie and club schedules are... Number three, the weekly process... Number four, we have 4 days. Number five, Thursday, we look at the pages the printer has laid out. Listen and check your answers. Letter A is 2. Listen.
That sounds like the amusement section of a civilian newspaper.
Correct. We have the movie schedules, the club schedules, all of the activities that are going on base that might be of interest to our readers.
Letter B is 4. Listen.
Our newspaper... We have 4 days. We have the Friday the previous week comes out, then we have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Letter C is 1. Listen.
Well, the newspaper comes out on Friday. Normally, we're working on the next week's newspaper that day.
Letter D is 5. Listen.
Thursday, we go to the printers. And we sit down and we look at the pages that they've laid out for us because we have to show them where the stories go in the paper.
Letter E is 3. Listen.
The process, the weekly process, isn't necessarily similar to a civilian newspaper because they have a one night to do it. They have to get it out that night. It has to go to the printers.
Now, just listen to the rest of the interview.
You know, I noticed in a civilian newspaper, the reporters seem to specialize either in the economy or in fashion or in sports. Do military reporters specialize? Do they have to be up on a particular subject or group of subjects?
No, really, it's military journalists sort of have to be generalists.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know from one assignment to the next what you're going to be working on. You may be the sports editor this week or at this base, but if you go to your next base, you could be the editor. So you sort of have to have a feel for all the things that are going on, get a feel for what's important to the reader and what's not. You can't specialize too much. If you get to a base where there are a lot of people, yes, you can probably specialize in sports. But there's too many different things going on the base to have everybody specialized. And you don't normally have that many staff writers.
Mm-hmm.
Overseas, it's normally one person. The editor is the staff writer. Mm-hmm. Here in the States, it may be an editor and one or two staff writers.
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't have the luxury of specializing in one area. And you're better off not, because the next time you go someplace... If you don't know how to write an editorial, you could be in trouble.
Yes, I can see that. So is this staff normal sized or larger than usual?
Everybody says we're larger than usual.
Although you don't feel
yeah,
large.
Yeah, it's up until January, I had 5 people working for me. So I've lost 2 people since January.
Did they resign? Or
No, they didn't resign. They were one person received an assignment and is now in England.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person... had to move up front to another section of the office to take the place of 2 other people who left. So it's where it gets there's a little bit of stress involved when you start losing people, but you have the same deadlines, the same size newspaper with fewer people to do it.
Mm-hmm. In general, would you say that you're the one who comes up with the ideas, or do the writers come up with their own ideas for stories?
The writers normally come up with their own stories,
mm-hmm.
unless there's something that comes in from an outer source. Normally then it's just the editor assigns it to a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm in charge of coming up with the topics for the General's column every week,
mm-hmm.
Okay, which gets a little dicey every once in a while. Not the writing of them, but coming up with topics.
Mm-hmm. Does he edit your work?
Oh, yes. The military has, it's a chain of command, even in the writing area.
And he's a generalist.
He's a generalist, and with the emphasis on general. He has always shown interest in the topics we've written. I can say that. And he, you know, if we write a story, no. If I write it, my boss does a little bit of editing on it, and then it goes directly to the general. So there's only one step between myself and the general.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only had one time when the general said he didn't like the topic and wanted, but he did give me a topic to write on.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what the topic was?
Oh, I'll tell you the truth, I don't remember. I mean, every week coming up with a topic gets difficult. But no, I really don't remember what it was. I think we'd written about something, and there was a special, I think it was like, I had written on a topic, and the combined federal campaign was coming up, and he wanted to write on the combined federal campaign, which was, you know, that's something that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do about
that. Something that was time-sensitive.
Time-sensitive that he thought was important.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to get as much as we can in line with what he thinks is important, and I think we do a good job. I mean, one time in the last year that he's ever said anything about not wanting to write on that topic is pretty good when you consider he doesn't give us the topics to begin with.
Yes, I would say so. I remember that you ran a poll not too long ago asking for people's opinions about the newspaper, and you reported that the poll was favorable, I believe. People seemed satisfied with the contents of the newspaper.
We're going to be doing another one, as a matter of fact, this year. We try to do one every 1 or 2 years to get the viewpoint of the reader. You know, how well do you think we're doing our job?
Mm-hmm.
What areas of the newspaper do you like most? Mm-hmm. What areas of the newspaper do you like least?
What did people answer to those two questions?
Well, probably the area they liked most was the straight talk area,
mm-hmm.
the two-way communications, because the people can ask questions and get response directly. Okay, everybody, I don't care who they are, they always turn to the straight, and it's this way universally throughout the Air Force. Okay, no matter which base you're on, normally the best read areas in a newspaper are the action line or straight talk area and the sports.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me that some questions come up just about every week. For example, someone's always complaining that people who are not authorized to are using the handicapped parking places in front of the hospital or the BX. Seems like some concerns are ongoing.
Those kind of concerns are universal throughout the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is never enough parking on any Air Force base or any military installation that you're assigned to. And they are. I mean, those questions come up repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you can do about that because everybody's question is unique to them. You know, it doesn't matter if you answered the same question 3 weeks ago, it wasn't the answer to their question.
You can't say you obviously didn't read last week.
Yeah, you know, and you can't get hostile with your readers.
Mm-hmm.
That just turns them off. And you sort of either have to give them the answer again, which is the easiest way to do it,
mm-hmm.
okay, or just call them personally and say, I'm sorry you didn't read this issue, but we responded to that 2 weeks ago, and this is what we said.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually clears it up, and we don't have to use the space in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the ways we also do it.
What is the least read section of the newspaper?
The least read section of the newspaper. It's really difficult because it depends on who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, like the sports people will always read the sports, but the non-sports people will say, we don't need sports in the newspaper. Okay. I hate to say it, but normally the editorials are probably the least read. Not saying that the general's editorial is not read, but normally any other opinion type stories that we have are not that well read. Which is sad because those stories have some good things to say. Of course, then again, I read them every week, so
of course, I imagine you read it from cover to cover.
Cover to cover. That's why I don't pick it up on Friday.
Thank you very much. You've
You're
been
welcome.
Very helpful.
Discuss with your instructor in your next class what you learned from the interview or anything you didn't understand. This is the end of tape 2D, book 26.